This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an SEO tip. This episode is called Too Much of a Good Thing. It's a repeated problem that comes up and it really needs to be addressed. I have my phone number on my website and I take phone calls, and a few times this week I've had the exact same inquiry, and I really want to drum this message through. You can't rank your website just by getting links for the exact same key phrase over and over and over again. And this is especially important for newish sites. Let's say you have a new site and for argument's sake you only had 10 links to the website. And all 10 links of those are for your phrase that you want to rank for. It could be Removalist Brisbane. Now, that's just a fictitious one, so this is nothing to do with the customer. I'm just making this up. If all 10 links are for Removalist Brisbane, then Google would probably look at that and think, hey, that's a bit manipulative. Now, if only one of those links had Removalist Brisbane and the other links were something different, then that might look a little bit better. Maybe 10% of your link profile is for that phrase. Now, let's just take this up a notch and say you have 100 links to your website. If 50 of them are for Removalist Brisbane, that's looking a bit manipulative. You probably want to have less than 10 links for Removalist Brisbane. But even better, you'd have less than 10. You'd have maybe 5 links for that, or 3 links out of 100, and the rest will be related phrases. It might be packing boxes. It might be packing tape. It might be Removalist quotes. It might be 2 men in a truck. You need to come up with phrases that do not have the 2 phrases that you really want to rank for. I know it's counterintuitive, but if you keep pushing it on the phrase you want to rank for, you will actually drop for that result. Because we think that with the Penguin updates, they take a percentage of anchor text links, and too much, it will discount your website from getting ranked. And if it's a little bit less, then you're probably safer. So if you want to rank for a particular phrase, search for all of the related phrases and rank for those phrases. And you can, with internal linking and the occasional link for the correct phrase that you really want to rank for, rank well. So there's my tip this week. So just a quick recap. You will not be able to rank just by focusing only on the phrase that you want to rank for. If you already have too many links for that phrase, you are better to get links for other phrases so that your overall percentage thins out a little bit. And now you may actually reappear for the phrase you want to rank for without even linking to them at all. Now, if you want more help on this, head over to superfasthelp.com. Ask the team there. We'll help you with this. If you have any of our packages at SEO Partner or linkjuice.com, then we should be able to help you with structuring your link profile correctly. If you're not sure where you stand, head over to seopartner.com and do the $20 website check. We will look at your link profile. We'll tell you whether your site is red for danger or yellow for okay or green for go. And we'll get onto it. But seriously, this has just got to stop. Get off that sweetheart phrase. Go and find related phrases. There's heaps more phrases. There's probably 1,000 phrases you should be ranking for. So get off this idea that you just have one phrase. I'm James Schranko, and this is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.